Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for joining me today. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. This is your first time listening to the show. Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investing and mentoring and educational group. We teach people how to invest in rental assets. We have members in all 50 states. We've been in business for over 30 years. But we invest in rental assets, single-family homes and apartment communities, to create passive income, to essentially buy our life back one chunk at a time, one house at a time, one apartment community at a time, and slowly get our life back. Because essentially, when our passive income exceeds our W-2 income, we are what we call at Lifestyles Unlimited, financially free or real estate retired, and then we can walk away from our job if we want to. And today's show is going to be quite a bit about walking away from your job. I think you'll find it very interesting. I myself am a real estate investor here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I've got several deals that I'm involved in, over 2,700 doors of real estate throughout Texas and Mississippi. By a show of hands, how many of you out there are familiar with what is known as the Big Quit, also known as the Great Resignation? And yes, this is a radio show. I know that I can't see your hands going up, but my friends, let me tell you, I can feel your hands going up. I can feel your engagement. My email reflects that I get every day from listeners of this show. And my email address, if you'd like to send me an email, is askmike@luinc.com. That's askmike@luinc.com. But if you get some free time later on today, you should Google this. Look it up online. It's called The Big Quit. Some of the articles call it The Great Resignation. And it's happening now. I would surmise that less than 10% of you have ever heard of this. I had not heard of it. Extremely interesting. But there's all kinds of information that you could find online. And it's from real sources, my friends. Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Inc. Magazine, many, many others. Where I heard about it was essentially I was standing in line at a restaurant. Two people in front of me were having a conversation as we were waiting to be seated. One was a headhunter. And this lady was explaining to her friend that they were going to go eat with that she's having a lot of issues right now because of the Great Resignation, that this is real. It has created a ton of extra work for staffing agencies all across the United States. This isn't a Texas thing. This is an everywhere thing. Headhunters are working overtime as a result. That got my mind working. And so I started digging into this so I can share it with you today. I'm sure most of you thought that the staffing issues, and we hear about it all the time in the news, is a result of the extended unemployment payments that the government has been doling out for over the last year or so. They've generously created essentially a shortage because people could make more by not working or staying at home. And yes, there are real issues where that money helped quite a lot of people. But with the extension of that, there are staffing issues that we see every day, that we feel every day as we go through the economy and throughout our day. And that's kind of what I thought the issue was, is, hey, people are just now getting back to work. The economy's coming back. And then all of a sudden we have this other side of it, and it's called the Big Quit or the Great Resignation, where people are walking away purposely from their jobs, all sorts of jobs, not white collar, it's not blue collar. It is across the spectrum, top to bottom. So today I will bring you information on the Great Resignation, the Big Quit. We'll do a deep dive into it. But this will essentially be what I'll call a current events show. And many of you may not be old enough to have participated in this. But when I was a kid, fourth grade, fifth grade. Occasionally, we were required to clip an article out of the newspaper. The only criteria was that the article must be current and relevant. So we'd clip that article and tape it or glue it to a piece of paper, and then we had to deliver a short report and present it to our class. So today I'm going to deliver a short report to you, my class, my friends, my listeners, on the Great Resignation, also known as the Big Quit. And it's real. It's happening now. Millions of people walking away from their jobs. Now, some of these folks are moving from one employer to another for better benefits, better pay, what have you, maybe better working conditions. There's quite a lot of that. But across the board, this isn't always the case. Some of these folks are just walking away from their job. They're saying, no, I am not going to go back to the cubicle. I am not going to go back to the office. I enjoyed my time at home. You ask us to go home when COVID broke out. You ask us to work from home. Now you're asking us to come back. And no, people are saying, no, I enjoyed making breakfast for my partner. I enjoyed making breakfast for my kids every morning. I enjoyed taking my kids to school every morning. I enjoyed the ability to pick my kids up from school or participate in my kids' activities. So no, thank you. I will not go back to work, to the office, to the cubicle, to the building downtown, to the 90-minute commute. No, thank you. And this is a pandemic of its own, my friends. Here's a title of an article from Forbes. And this came out June 30th, 2021, just, what, 6 weeks ago. This is by Lisa Curtis, and the title of the article is Why the Big Quit is Happening and Why Every Boss Should Embrace It. And I'll just read the first paragraph. The tables have turned, and the CEOs are the ones cowering in fear. Just a few months ago, most employees were clinging desperately to their jobs, scared that their company would be the next one to initiate a round of COVID layoffs or furloughs. No longer. Wow, that's pretty enticing right there. CEOs cowering in fear because they need to provide what I would call best product, best price, right? Kind of like what we do in real estate. If you've got the best company to work for, the best benefits, and you're paying the most, you might just make it through the big quit or the great resignation. When we come back, let's talk a little more about it. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Today I'm discussing what's known as the Great Resignation. It's also called the Big Quit. It's real. You can look this up online, but it's happening now. But why am I talking about this? Why is this interesting to me? Well, if you've listened to us for any amount of time at Lifestyles Unlimited, we've been saying for 30 years, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. It's about the quality of life. It's about getting your life back and not being tied to your job like a ball and chain to work for 40 or 50 years in hope, my friends, that you have a dignified retirement because it's not working for most people. Well, heck, above and beyond that, people are walking away from their job, but how are they able to do it? Are they financially free? No. We know that. We know that most people have $5,000 in their savings account. That's the average. Most people have $70,000 in their 401k. How are these people walking away? Well, I'm not exactly sure, but they've had enough and they are walking away because they are seeking a better quality of life. They've spent the last 18 months at home because of COVID, participating in life and their family and others and interesting endeavors. Yes, they're still working from home, but because they don't have that 90-minute commute on each side. They can get up in their pajamas. They can make breakfast for their kids. They can take their kids to school. They can spend time with their spouse. They can take that walk at 2 in the afternoon if they want and still do their job. Here's an article from Inc. magazine. The Great Resignation is here and it's real. People are quitting their jobs at a higher than usual rate. What can businesses do to keep their workers? Well, I'll tell you what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to essentially borrow our model at Lifestyles Unlimited that we utilize to be successful in real estate. And that's best product, best price. You want people to come back to work? Pay them more. Give them a better work style. Don't stick them in a cubicle. Give them better benefits. Take care of them. Is the pension coming back? I doubt it. It'd have to get real ugly for companies to start offering pensions. Be good to see a lot of people that would help them in a big way. But this article is by Philip Kane from Inc. magazine. It's called The Great Resignation's Here, and it's real. And I'll just read a little bit for you. The Great Resignation, a term first coined in 2019 by Texas A&M Anthony Klotz to predict a mass voluntary exodus from the workforce, is here, and it's quite real. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, during the months of April, May, and June 2021, a total of 11.5 million workers quit their jobs. Recent studies indicated that it's likely not over. A survey of over 30,000 workers conducted by Microsoft found that 41% are considering quitting. That number jumps to 54% when Gen Z is considered alone. Gallup found that 48% of employees are actively searching for new opportunities. And Pergio reported that 38% of those they surveyed plan to make a change in the next 6 months. Wow, that's a lot of people, my friends. That is a lot of people wanting to get out of the workforce. People are leaving of their own free will, and the ones that aren't leaving are trying to find a way to leave. They have discovered it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. But they're not financially free. And that's the part we can teach. You really want to walk away from your job? You serious? You want to get away from your job? You want to get out of the W-2 lifestyle where you're owned by the W-2? You need to talk to us, my friends. We can teach you one chunk at a time, one single family house, on average, $400 a month, one apartment community investment. It's going to pay you a dividend quarterly. Quality of life, my friends. We've been talking about it for 30 years. And these people are walking away. It's not like there is a pension to hold them in place. That's what was in place in the 20th century. Now, don't get me wrong. You government workers, you've got pensions. They're not that great, but you have them. Part of the pension is to keep you working for 30 years. You want that pension? Give me 30 years. I'm actually happy to see this. I think this change is going to be good in the long run for society. It's going to make businesses have to offer better, more to the employee. I want to talk to you 41 to 54% of workers that have not left but want to leave. Those are the ones I'm trying to reach today. Send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. The Great Resignation is here and it's real. Millions have quit perfectly good jobs in the last 12 to 24 months. Not all of them are leaving for other corporate endeavors. Some are. Some are actually retiring. They're taking early retirement and saying, no, I'm done. Most, they're leaving for personal reasons. You see, my friends, the last year and a half, when people have had to work at home, it's exposed folks to what they forgot, what they walked away from when they were young. And that was a life. That was spending quality time with others, spending quality time doing endeavors that they enjoy, having the extra time to dedicate to their hobby or to charity. That was my big deal in corporate America. I traveled a lot. I didn't get to see my kids' little league practice or see their games on weekends. I was always traveling, or oftentimes I was working Tuesdays and Thursdays. I used to put in till 2 a.m. at night, just responding to people, getting back, getting my job done. Now, if we can only find a way to detach healthcare from the employer, how liberating would that be for American workers? But my friends, if you're going to walk away with financial freedom. That's where you'll have mental freedom. That's where you'll sleep better at night. A lot of these people are walking away and they're finding a side gig. Maybe it's a Etsy, right? I love Etsy. I just bought two really awesome belts on Etsy, custom-made belts. I love it. And a lot of people have found, hey, I have this skill. I can make this, and I don't have to work for corporate America anymore. I'll just make a shop in the garage and do this sort of thing. So there's a taste of that freedom, but you're still working. Wouldn't it be nice that if you had that passive income coming in your sleep every day, once a month, boom, first part of the month, you look at your bank account, and it's a little bigger because all the rent has been paid and the extra money goes to you. You get to keep it. But for you, 41 to 54% out there, I can feel that you want to participate. I can feel that you want to leave the grinder. In fact, you're telling people when they survey you. And I have no love loss for corporate America at all. No love loss at all. I was in that grinder. I was in it for years and years. And let me tell you what, you think they care about you, but they don't. I was part of a system where the company rolled out a grading method, if you can imagine this, where all of your reports, you had to grade them 1 to 4. 4 was exceptional. 1 was essentially a terrorist and had to go. I was in this meeting. I stood up and I said, I don't have any ones that work for me. Because I went through this hiring method and I hired great people. And they said, no, everybody has a 1. And we want to cycle those people out. Well, my friends, the tables have turned. People have had enough. The big quit is upon us. But I'm going to teach you how to quit in style and how to become financially free. My name's Mike Harrison. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
It's rather amazing. It's a unique phenomenon, and the tables have turned. So now you have these employers, and they're having to get workers back in for whatever reason. And now keep in mind, there's a whole other group, millions of workers that are just now coming back to work because of the extended unemployment benefit. So it's kind of a double whammy to, and I don't want to just say corporate America because it's all jobs. This phenomenon, as you read about this, if you look it up online, the Great Resignation or the Big Quit, as you read about it, all sorts of jobs. So it's not just office jobs, or it's not just blue collar jobs or what have you. and people are just saying, you know what, I quit. And some of them are going to other employment endeavors for better benefits, but many of them have started their own business, or they've got some side gig or some side hustle. And it's very, very interesting. Now, I believe what goes up must come down, that there is a cycle to the economy, that there's a cycle to life. And so are we going to see a great swarm of people scrambling to go back to work in 2 years? I don't know. Be interesting to watch and find out, right? Supply and demand 101. If you have a vacuum, at some point, it's going to have to, the benefits or the position or the offering is going to have to get better to bring people back. But also, we've done many shows on the financial status of Americans today, and it's not very good. I believe the median savings of people is $5,000. That's the median. That means 50% have more and 50% have less. The median in someone's 401k, which is supposed to be the end-all, be-all to retirement, right? The retirement vehicle. That's what we're taught from a very early age, is the 401k is the way to get ahead. You feed the 401k. Well, the median of that 401k is $70,000. So if you're quitting your job and that's what you're living on, well, it's going to be a real quick ride, my friends. It's going to be a very, very quick ride. So here's another article. As the pandemic recedes, millions of workers are saying, I quit. This is from NPR. This came out June 21st. Again, this is recent news. This is ongoing. I was standing in line at a restaurant and I got in a conversation with a person in front of me, and they were a headhunter. They worked for a staffing agency, and they were saying, this is real. It's across the board. It's happening in all the states across the United States. It's not just maybe the blue states or the red states. It has nothing to do with that whatsoever. It's people saying, I'm done, and they're walking away, and it's creating quite a void out there. Quite a void. So let me just read this this article. It's by Andrea, and I believe her last name, it would be pronounced Sue. It's H-S-U. Andrea, I hope I'm saying that right. Again, from NPR, June 24th. As the pandemic recedes, millions of workers are saying, I quit. Jonathan Caballero made a startling discovery last year. At 27, his hair was thinning. The software developer realized that life was passing by too quickly as he was hunkered down at home in Hyattsville, Maryland. There was so much to do, so many places to see. Caballero envisioned a life in which he might end a work day with a swim instead of a long drive home. Yes. So when his employer began calling people back to the office part-time, he balked at the 45-minute commute. He started looking for a job with better remote work options and quickly landed multiple offers. I think the pandemic has changed my mindset in a way, like I really value my time now, Caballero says. And I hope I'm saying your name right, Jonathan. For me, it sounds like Jonathan would make a perfect Lifestyles Unlimited member. Just thought I'd throw that out there. But this is what we've been saying for 30 years. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. So this particular individual, he had a 45-minute commute on either side. He said, no, I'll find something closer. And those 41 to 54% that can't walk away, but they want to walk away, take a look at us. We can teach you to buy your time back. That's what we do. You want time to live? You want time to share with your families? I know you're not lazy. I know that you just want something better. We are the same exact way. That's who we are. That's what we can teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's exactly why we were formed, to buy your life back, one piece at a time. Continuing on with this article with NPR. As pandemic life recedes in the United States, people are leaving their jobs in search of more money, more flexibility, and more happiness. There you go. Many are rethinking what work means to them, how they are valued, and how they spend their time. It's leading to a dramatic increase in resignations. A record 4 million people quit their jobs in April alone, according to the Labor Department. That's not something you'll see on the news, right? In normal times, people quitting jobs in large numbers signals a healthy economy with plentiful jobs. But these are not normal times. The pandemic led to the worst U.S. recession in history, and millions are still out of jobs. Yet employers are now complaining about acute shortages. What a turn of events. What a turn of events. My friends, what if you can implement a plan today that would help you leave your job tomorrow? 3 to 5 years typically is what it takes. Many have done it in 2 years. You don't need a lot of money to start. It's really a mindset change. What we do is different from what the conventional world will teach you. We invest our money differently. We don't give it to a savings account. We put it into an asset. We buy an asset. The bank is our friend. The bank helps us leverage that asset. We put a great resident in that asset. They pay the rent. Very simple. They pay the rent. We pay PITI, principal, interest, taxes, insurance. The remainder is called cash flow. So if you have a home and it's renting for $1,650 a month and your obligations are $1,100 a month, the additional is $550. And if you're depreciating that asset properly, it's tax-free. And I know some of you out there may be saying, well, $550, that's not going to make a change. It will make a change. $550, you'll pay your utility bill. It might pay your car note. Go get another house. There's another $500. Go get 10 houses. Would $4,000 or $5,000 a month get your attention? I think it would. And that's just one way we make money. But my friends, when do you start? Well, let me ask you like this. When's the best time to plant a tree? 30 years ago. When's the next best time to plant a tree? Today? You see, time is slipping, slipping, slipping into the future, just like Steve Miller said 45 years ago. But I can teach you to fly like an eagle very soon, my friends. If you had started, that song's 45 years old, Fly Like an Eagle by Steve Miller, Steve Miller Band. I'm sure most of you are familiar with it. But if you had started 45 years ago investing in real estate, you'd be worth hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. I started 8 years ago, 8 short years ago, and my life gets better annually. So we mentioned earlier in that Forbes article, 41% to 54% want to leave their job. They want to be free. They want to fly like an eagle. Well, my friends, I encourage you to check us out, lifestylesunlimited.com. That's what taught me how to fly, how to be free. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back to continue this discussion on the Big Quit, also known as the Great Resignation.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm a real estate investor here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I've been a member for over 8 years, and I participate by investing in single-family properties. We take those properties, we buy homes that are, let's just say, they need some love, they need to get fixed up, and we make them best product, best price. We make it a really nice, safe, functional place to live. And we do the same thing on a greater scale in apartment communities. Literally everything from five-unit apartments, little small, tiny little apartments, 5 units, all the way up to, well, I'm a participant in one of them that's over 300 doors. So all kinds of different deals and styles, value plays, yield plays. Some of these properties cash flow immediately. Some take a few years. But they're businesses. We fix them up. We make them great. We put great people in them. And as a result, we get paid to do this. We create passive income. That's cash flow. That's what Lifestyles Unlimited can teach you to do, my friends. How would you find out how to do that? Well, if you're interested, I suggest you attend our free workshop. It's online, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Go there, check it out. You'll see the schedule. But that's essentially, I attended live. I went to a workshop. Finally, after about 2 years, I said, I need to figure this out. I need to make a change. I need to get better at what I'm doing here. I need to become more effective. I started with a workshop myself. It's interactive. You're not watching a video online by any means at all. Watch it with your best friend, your spouse, your neighbor, your friend. Check it out. Now, if you want to join Lifestyles Unlimited, it's very easy. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. You can join Lifestyles Unlimited. You can take our real estate seminar. It's 16 hours. I've had folks that have upper-level degrees in finance tell me that this class is amazing. It's the best financial class they've ever taken. And that's from very highly educated people, very savvy financial people that have taken it. So I thought I'd throw it out there. Why? Because today we're talking about people that are walking away from their job. They're quitting, millions of people. There is a phenomenon that is happening today, and it's called the big quit. It's also been coined as the great resignation. And you may say to yourself, how are millions of people walking away from their jobs because they're not financially free? I'll tell you that. Well, at some point, these people have essentially weighed their work-life balance, as they say in corporate America. Work, how's your work-life balance? I love it when they ask you that because they really don't care. They just want you to work. But they make you feel like you've got some sort of life balance. Now, don't get me wrong. Some actually do care, because they're realizing people are walking away and I need those employees. So maybe I need to help them have a little work-life balance. But a lot of people have said, look, I've enjoyed the last year of my life working from home. The quality of my life is better. I don't have a 45-minute commute in traffic or an hour and a half commute in traffic on each side. Imagine that. But that's just where millions of people are today. But we can teach you to walk away on your terms, on better terms, with wealth that grows each and every year. You just have to accumulate assets, build it up. One house, two house, three house, four. Some people can do it quicker. Some people takes it much longer. But it's the biggest part of that, I'll tell you right now, is not buying the asset. The biggest part of it's not even the education or learning how to do it that we teach. It's actually really simple. The biggest part of it is your mind making the realization that, yes, I'm going to make a change and do something different. That is actually the toughest part of what we do. Getting started, changing your mind. And for some it's slow, and for me it was slow. So I started 8 years ago, but I'll tell you, even back then I wasn't fully engaged to the point I am today. It took a while. It's different. Now I've seen some people, they've joined, they become real estate investors, and immediately, I mean, they get it. Their mind is like locked and loaded. Boom, here's what we're going to do. And they start doing it on a serious level. And in 2 years, if you ask them, what's your biggest regret? They would say, Harrison, my biggest regret is not starting sooner. My friends, time is slipping away. When's the best time to plant a tree? 30 years ago. When's the best time to invest in real estate? 30 years ago. When's the next best time? Today. So back to this article. It's from NPR. If you're just now tuning in, as the pandemic recedes, millions of workers are saying, I quit. Millions are walking away from their jobs for better opportunities or just to work from home or flexible hours. quote, "We haven't seen anything quite like the situation we have today," since, says Daniel Zhao, hope I'm saying your name right, Daniel, a labor economist with the job site Glassdoor. Remote work changed hearts and minds. The great migration to remote work in the pandemic has also had a profound impact on how people think about when and where they want to work. Quote, "We have changed. Work has changed. The way we think about time and space has changed," says Sadal Neely, a professor at Harvard Business School. "Workers now crave the flexibility given to them in the pandemic, which had previously been unattainable," she says. Yeah. Once you give somebody a taste of some sort of flexibility or a taste at some sort of freedom, of course people are going to want that. It's natural. There's nothing wrong with that. It's what we've been teaching for 30 years. Alyssa Casey, a researcher for the federal government, had often thought about leaving Washington, D.C. for Illinois to be close to her parents and siblings, but she liked her job and her life in the city, going to concerts, restaurants, and happy hour with friends. With all of that on hold last year, she and her husband rented a house in Illinois just before the holidays and formed a pandemic bubble with their extended family for the long pandemic winter. So my friends, everything I'm hearing right now, everything these people are saying, they want better work-life balance. They've experienced a better work-life balance, even through this horrific pandemic. The one silver lining, one of the silver linings that's come out of this, maybe that people had just become so accustomed to that corporate grinder. This is what you do. You drive to work. You work 10 hours, 8 hours a day, whatever it is. You grind it out. You feed your 401k. And then you come home. And you do it again the next day. And you do it again the next day. And you do it again the next day. And you do it for 40 or 50 years. That's what we've been taught. That's what we've been trained. That's what's been told to us. That's what's been reinforced with our inner circle of friends, that that's how you do it. That's how you get ahead. But what if you could find a way to create passive income in the background, in your sleep, month in, month out? Do you think that eventually you would be able to use that passive income to improve your work-life balance, to attain financial freedom? Is that not something to aspire to? And I don't mean when you're 70. I mean now. I mean when you're 30, 35, 40, 50, as soon as you can get there. What if there is a plan that you can embrace and begin to add passive income to the bottom line? One chunk at a time. $300 to $500 per house. My friends, I had some houses that were paying $650 a month. And that was actually too much. Why is it too much? Because it was higher than what I could depreciate. So I had to refinance those houses and pull out tens of thousands of dollars. Oh, darn. What did I do with those tens of thousands of dollars? I invested in more real estate. I grew what I call the cash flow snowball. Continue to put money in that cash flow snowball. Continue to feed it. It gets bigger every year. One investment at a time. Next investment covers your air conditioning bill. Next investment pays for your car note. Next investment pays for your groceries on a monthly basis. The next one covers your insurance. The next four cover your household necessities. One house at a time. Buy your life back. You don't have to just walk away, which some of these people just had enough. They're walking away. And again, kind of makes me think, is there going to be in 2 years, as the cycle changes, as these people burn through their savings, is there going to be a mass exodus back to work? I don't know. But if these people are buying rental assets like I am, and they're buying their life back one house at a time, well, I believe those folks are going to have a much easier time of it. They may not need to go to work. Look, the scale, the bigger you get, the easier it is. It really is. You think it's a lot of work. I owned 11 houses at one time and literally spent maybe 45 minutes once a month, basically balancing the books is what I did. had a management company. I didn't you set the asset up, resident moves into the asset, and it goes from there, month in and month out. So my friends, I want you to remember, when time keeps on slipping into the future, if you want to fly like an eagle to the sea, let your spirit carry me. Well, I cannot think of any better vehicle to do that than real estate investment. I want you to understand, seriously, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. My name is Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.